ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Tributes continue to pour in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at 100 years old.
President Biden is remembering his dear friend of 50 years, former President Jimmy Carter.
We'd all do well to try and be a little more like Jimmy Carter.
Carter died in his hometown of Plains, Georgia yesterday, nearly 3 months after his 100th birthday, the first commander-in-chief to reach that milestone. President Biden was one of the first politicians to endorse Carter's long-shot presidential campaign back in 1976. Former President Obama saying Carter taught all of us what it means to live a life of grace, dignity, justice, and service.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, said the country owes Carter a debt of gratitude. American authorities are headed to South Korea this morning to investigate that deadly plane crash in the southwestern part of the country. 179 people were killed in that plane crash. Two people survived, both crew members. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community.